Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that I don't know what I'm talking about? I know what a meatloaf is. It has no arms. It's just a strap over your shoulders. Holy crap.
And now, today's episode.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
All right, that's enough.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
That'll be quite enough, thank you. All right, please, no more applause. You're embarrassing me. Hey, welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. I am the guy in the middle. I'm Ron Van Dam, between thee and show. Happy to see you. If I were in a lineup, I don't think you could pick me out unless I talked. All right. That'll be enough. I've said this so many times before, if I were only blessed with the ability just to say to strangers, all right, that'll be enough, move on, that's it, we're done. But you can't do that. You can't say the things that you really feel when it comes to that. It's like when your girlfriend, if you're a guy, if your girlfriend says, do I look fat in this dress? Well, sure you do. Who wouldn't? But you can't say that. You say, well, no, you don't. No, I don't like the color, but yeah, you look wonderful in that dress. I wouldn't wear it because of the color. It wouldn't match anything like your shoes. You know, I know that's important to you. But whether you look fat in it or not, first of all, no way. Secondly, never. And third, even if you did, I wouldn't say it. Although I do want to say to you, that'll be enough. Of course, you could say it if they're putting sugar into your coffee cup. You know, would you like some sugar, Ron? Oh, sure, sweetie. Yeah, I'd like some sugar. All right, how about this? All right, that'll be enough. That'll be enough. All right, that'll be enough. Gotten into the sugar-free thing back around Christmas time. Remember Christmas when everything was open? Around Christmas time, my doctor said, Ron, we got the results from your latest blood test. You don't have diabetes, you have borderline diabetes. Just like you're borderline stupid. I mean, you're not stupid. You're hovering around the borderline. You're not obese. You're borderline obese. My whole life is on the borderline of something. You don't have it, but you better start worrying about it. Okay, thanks. It's like I don't have enough to worry about. Now I've got to worry about almost getting diseases. Come, leave me. That'll be enough. All right, that'll be enough. Borderline, borderline, borderline. Build a wall. How about that? So my doctor said we ran a blood test on you, which we do every year, whether you like it or not. And you have borderline a lot of things. One of them is just try to lay off the sugars. I mean, I don't know what you do in your private life. I don't know if you're having sex with sugar cubes or what's going on with you, but try to lay off the sugar to some extent. Will you please, Bozo? I said, well, first of all, don't call me Bozo. And secondly, okay. So the holidays came up and I made a conscious effort not to eat the pies and the heavy desserts and the rich alcoholic drinks, the hot chocolates. I stayed away from all of it. And I've done so all the way up until now. And I remain basically sugar-free. Is this July? Is this July 2nd? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? So I have gone like 7 months, 7.5 months without eating any real sugar. So I've gone for sugar substitutes. And to me, a sugar substitute is putting cement in your mouth because there's nothing that replaces sugar, except for the artificial sweeteners. And I said to this, they gave me the number of a nutritionist so that the nutritionist can make money. You know, you all got to make money somehow off of me. So I did a telephone thing with a nutritionist. She didn't want to see me. I didn't want to see her. And we're talking on the phone. I said, you know, I'm doing the artificial sugar thing. I've made a conscious effort to stay off of sugars, at least added sugars, natural sugars, you know, even those I don't go for. She said, well, good for you, Ron. And you know, if I were sitting in an office with her, she would have patted me on the head or given me a gold star or something, which would have been embarrassing. She said, good for you. She says, but be careful with the artificial sugars because they are not good for you. They can cause cancer in laboratory rats, which are borderline people. So if you're going to do that, do stevia. I said, I don't know her. Is that like Stevie Nicks? It's like it comes from the stevia plant. I don't know. She went through some long explanation through which I fell asleep. And the stevia plant, there's like music in the background, like documentary music. The stevia plant is grown in the hills of the stevia in Long Island. And they harvest the stevia and they put it through. And they use no chemicals in the stevia. It's a natural stevia plant. Back in the 17th century, when the stevia plant was and they harvested the stevia plant and put it in little packets. And she went through this whole thing, and eventually she said, Ron, are you there? And I said, yeah, something about stevia you were talking about? She says, yeah, if you're going to do stevia, do that. So I went to the supermarket, which is where they have the stevia. Was this named after a plant or a guy named Steve? Seriously, which is it? I think it's a guy named Steve who took a plant and I don't know what the hell he did. Anyway, it's supposed to be the best artificial sweetener if you're going to go that route. So I go into the store and there is there's a brand called Sugar in the Raw. And there's a brand of Stevia in the Raw. It says on the box and it's a little packets and it says Stevia in the Raw. And all I could think of was some person named Stevia with no clothes on. Is it just me, or would you also think that? Oh, it's just me. Okay, whatever. At least it's, I'm being honest. So I pick up a packets of Stevia in the Raw. It comes like 50 packets in a box. And I've been using that. And Stevia in the Raw is very interesting because just a little bit of Stevia in the Raw goes a long way. So now if I eat something very sweet, are you still with me? You know, I just realized as I was talking about Stevia in the Raw, this is freaking boring. I am so sorry. How much time of yours did I waste? 5-6 minutes? If that, I am so sorry. Think of what you could have done in 5 minutes. Nothing. Basically nothing. What are you doing? What are you doing all day? Nothing. Did you go back to work, by the way? Doesn't look like it. You're still wearing your yoga pants, huh? Remember that? Anyway, so I've lost weight, can't find it anywhere. I'm watching this television commercial, and I don't remember the name of the product, but I could not believe my ears. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I can't remember what I've talked about. It's a television commercial. It comes on, and it looks like it's going to be for a weight loss product. There are people talking about their weight and how it's changed their life. And I thought, here we go again, another weight loss product. Weight loss product number 7,253. But no, it wasn't for a weight loss product. It was for a product that puts weight on. Apparently, and I don't know anybody like this, there are people who are too skinny and for the life of them need to put on weight and they just can't put on weight. Okay. All right. Rather than buy these little tablets that put weight on you and change your life for the better if you're too skinny, rather than do that, here's my suggestion. Eat more fatty foods. They're not hard to find. If you eat 2 meals a day at KFC, A, I guarantee you'll gain weight, and B, you'll die shortly. Maybe this is a way of gaining weight without dying shortly. I don't know, but I could not believe it. And I'm thinking to myself, what kind of audience do you have? How many people in the general population of the United States of America, especially in the South, have this problem that they can't put on weight? Now, you could have some type of medical problem, and in which case, this is, you know, this isn't going to help you. It's probably going to make it worse. If you have a medical problem, which is the reason you can't put on weight, and that's about the only reason I can think that you wouldn't be able to put on weight, is that you have some medical problem. I could not believe this. I was drilled to the television screen, just remarking that who are you talking to? Do you sell any of this stuff at all? Why don't you just market buckets of lard? Same thing. Now, I don't know what this stuff is made of. Probably stevia. But for some reason, the only connection I have to this is when I was younger. You're not going to believe this story, so I'm not even going to tell you. All right, I will. When I was younger, I had problems putting on weight. My parents were concerned. When I was about 12, 13 years old, all the way up till about 17, 18, maybe 19, I weighed nothing. I'm tall. I'm 6'3", and I weighed nothing. And I ate regular foods. But you could see my ribs. Seriously, seriously. Ron in the Raw, if I had no shirt on, you could actually see my ribs through my skin on my chest, and my shoulders look like soap dishes. You could put a bar of soap in the crevice in my shoulder. That's how much I looked like I was had just come out of some type of a horrible penitentiary camp. But I didn't. I was totally healthy, borderline something, I don't know what. So my mother bought this product called Weight On. That was the name of it. Weight On. Not the other Weight On. Not like I'm waiting on my doctor to call me back. Not that. They were little wafers, and I would take two a day, and it didn't do a damn thing. For some reason, my metabolism caught up with me when I was about 19 years old or something, and my metabolism said, "This is ridiculous. Let's put some weight on this sucker." And all of a sudden, by the time I hit, this is a true story, by the time I hit like 40 years old, I had a weight problem. But on the other side, now I was putting on too much weight and I had to be careful about my weight. And apparently, according to government guidelines, for a period of time, I was obese. How do you go from looking like a concentration camp victim, and I apologize for that analogy. And then later on in life, I'm looking like Fred Flintstone on steroids. It's something's wrong somewhere. Some borderline on the sugar thing. So I've been very careful. I've been very proud. It's almost like I feel almost like an alcoholic. Or a drug addict in a sense, where I had to kick a habit that was, that's pleasurable. Alcohol and drug addict, I don't know how pleasurable that is. That becomes just, well, when you're an addict, it's because you have to. Your body just takes over and says, gimme, 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 whether you like it or not. The sugar thing, I actually liked it. Who doesn't? I used to sit down on the couch, watch TV, and go through an entire bucket of ice cream. And didn't think anything of it. And man, was it tasty. And man, was that a fantasy. It was wonderful. Addiction? Forget it. It was beautiful. So that's where I am now. Have you noticed that this show is all about me? And the reason for that is, how could it be about you? I don't know who you are. This is not, I don't know who you are. I don't know who's listening to this. I mean, a lot of people, and I can't talk to you individually, so I have to talk about myself. I love to talk about food. Nothing pleasures me more than talking about food. Well, sex, a little bit. Food, for sure, for sure. My guest coming up a little bit later in the program, not too long from now, is Jamie Gwen. She is a chef. She's been on all those Food Network shows, and she's a food critic expert. She's been on every show in the world, and she's going to join me. We're actually friends. She's been on the show like 3-4 times already, and we have something in common, food. I could just talk to Jamie about food for great lengths of time. We have similar creative food tastes, and it's fun. So you'll be able to eavesdrop on that conversation pretty soon in this program, because this is the food time. It's the food time. You got this July 4th weekend coming up right here, man. And, ooh, baby, it's time to enjoy the food. You can be very creative and very healthy and very tasty about it, or you can be a pig. And on holidays, we tend to go the pig route. And I'm not necessarily talking about pork. We're eating the hot dogs, the potato chips, the baked farting beans. We're barbecuing, grilling with the charcoal and the ashes. And we're just, it's a decadent holiday. And then you sit outside in the sun with potato salad. It's just a decadent, dangerous, stupid holiday. And then on top of it, oh man, you got the fireworks, you know, like, wow. Yeah, there's been no rain. Well, not a lot of rain. It's been very dry. Fireworks, there's an idea. And they're loud. I mean, God, if I were in the military and the firework went off, I go, whoa, okay, it's firework, okay, whoa. You know, I think that's disrespectful. You know, we celebrate this country, and how do we celebrate our freedom and independence? We freak out veterans. We explode things in the air. I don't think they want that. I think they've had enough of that. On tomorrow's show, I'll go deep into the July 4th holiday and how I despise it. I mean, I don't despise the country per se. No, celebrate the country, fine. But the way that we do it is just insane. Alcoholic beverages and driving automobiles. I mean, what the hell's wrong with you? That's on tomorrow's show. Also tomorrow, comedian Jimmy Tingle joins us now. Not now, tomorrow. I'm sorry. I have no concept of time anymore. Jimmy Tingle, he is hosting some of the most famous comedians in the country coming up early next week. Paula Poundstone, Stephen Wright, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more. Tons and tons of famous comedians. So Jimmy Tingle will join us, a comedian and a great writer himself. He ran for president, comedically. It was a great, great routine. He'll be joining us tomorrow on the show. Okay, we're going to take a little step aside because I can't talk forever. I don't think you want me to. We'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, Jamie Gwen, my food friend, will be joining us. Yeah, I know. Should be fun, huh?
Do you know that there is one item that can not only increase your home's beauty, but its value? That would be placemats. Hello, I'm George Karanapikopoulos, owner of George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse, your one stop for all your placemat needs. We have a placemat for every room of your house. That's right, placemats are not just for the dining room anymore. Anywhere you might make a spill, or maybe where you eat, like in front of the TV, I do it all the time like you. You want a placemat. We have fancy placemats, like in bamboo or teak. That's right, teak. Nice plastic laminate ones for no stains, even blue. We can custom make you placemats in as little as 2 weeks. Come to our showroom at the intersection of Route 27 and the Holbrook Turnpike. You're going to like what you see. Your placemat is waiting for you at George K's Wholesale Placemat Warehouse.
Hey, Ron, so glad to be with you and grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Jamie Gwen joins us. She's a chef. She's a Culinary Institute of America and Le Cordon Bleu graduate. And, oh, God, I'm not even going to go through it. You have too many credentials. She appears.
Oh, you flatter me, really?
Well, it's, you know, I have to make that up. It's true. It's she's been on television and radio and everything. And we talked to her just a short time ago about dairy foods. Now we're going to be talking about pigs. Is this? That's not the right way to put it, is it?
No, we're talking summer, actually, and how to make it sizzle.
I thought we're talking about pigs and ham.
Well, yes, actually, ham is on the menu. Most certainly. Ham should be on the menu, actually. Always.
Always, always. It is, we're coming up on a big holiday, and that's when people go out and they barbecue and they entertain, of course, smartly entertain. Let's throw that in. But at the same time,
yes,
this is an opportunity to be creative and have fun with food, and that's what we're looking to do.
Exactly. And, you know, Ron, I try to keep you on trend, of course, and even though we are, you know, smaller gatherings, socially distanced, entertaining, maybe it's just family or those that you cohabitate with, you can still eat well and sip well and celebrate, and that's what I'm all about.
Absolutely. Okay. Now,
all right, you ready?
Yeah, I got a pen here and a pencil and a piece of paper, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Well, you're a smart man. So
yes,
here, jot this down.
Okay.
So, trending, no doubt, summer sippers and prepared beverages, right? So there's lots of fun summer sippers out there. Smirnoff is my go-to. They have an option for everyone. I have three different delicious offerings to share for at-home summer enjoyment. So if you know me, you know I'm a vodka girl.
Me too.
Classic Smirnoff number 21, triple distilled, 10 times filtered. I happen to love it chilled. Mm-hmm. You can mix it into a cocktail. Then there is the new Smirnoff Ice Zero Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And Smirnoff Ice Zero Sugar comes in a bottle. You throw it into the cooler. It's cold. And I happen to think it's absolutely delicious anytime. And then there is the celebratory Smirnoff Seltzer Red, White, and Berry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cherry, citrus, and blue raspberry flavors, which everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
It's zero sugar and only 90 calories. But what's really especially cool is it comes in a can. That, too, you can throw into the cooler. When you chill it down, the can changes color.
Oh, my God.
So fun.
Oh, my God.
Right? Yeah, super cool.
Well, good marketing. They also,
I think it's genius.
Yeah, I noticed recently they also have a line of well, it's vodka, it's infused, and it's like mint julep kind of stuff and lime, and I've fallen in love with that. Ooh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I agree. And Smirnoff is really always very progressive, so I love that they're ahead of the game, and there's something fun to drink. And by the way, it pairs very well with ham.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we are getting a little piggy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I will say, I know. And I will say, I happen to think ham is more than just, you know, what's for dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had Kentucky Legend ham, Ron?
No, I have not.
Okay, you have to taste it. It's the nation's number one natural juice ham. It's double smoked, which is the love of any chef. And it's extra moist. And what I've been planning to do for quite a while, and I wrote this recipe and now we just eat it every day, is I make skewers. So before a barbecue, I want something cold and already, you know, prepared as an appetizer.
Right.
So I make a skewer with a piece of Kentucky Legend brown sugar ham, a cube of melon, could be cantaloupe or honeydew, and a fresh sprig of mint, a leaf of mint.
Ooh.
And then I make a Dijon vinaigrette. You just shake it in a jar, right? And you drizzle it over the top.
Oh, nice.
And they're like one bite wonders. They're delicious.
Wow.
And Kentucky Legend ham comes in lots of different sizes. So depending upon how many are socially distancing at your party, they have lots of different flavors.
Mm.
And the brown sugar is my favorite. And it comes pre-sliced. So you can make the ultimate ham sandwich, or you can make an easy dinner, right? Just heat and eat.
Wow.
Then I have a summer salad for you, because I keep my pantry very well stocked. And I'm an olive lover, because I put pearls, black olives on my fingers when I was a little girl, and my son will do the same, right? You remember that. But I always keep pearls olives on hand, because I think that they add that briny, delicious fabulous flavor to almost anything. So I'm making a summer tomato and olive bread salad because it's the perfect side dish to any protein that comes off the barbecue. I grill the bread. I've got ripe summer tomatoes and Parmesan cheese and cucumbers and Pearl's black olives. It's got this wonderful tangy vinaigrette. It doesn't wilt. You know, it stands up to a little bit of heat. And I love Pearl's black ripe olives. They're 100% grown and packed in sunny California. They picked at the peak of freshness. You can really taste the difference. And by the way, during these tough times, they're giving back. If you follow hashtag Dream Olive on social, you'll find olive-inspired creations. And for every idea you tag, they're donating a meal to Feeding America. Isn't that wonderful?
Very, very nice. That always helps.
Yes.
You know, the Pearl comes out with the individual little serving cups. And when I do a salad, I just rip open one of these and I toss it in the salad. And it's enough of a serving to throw into this. So I have to open a whole can, which is fine, but I love that.
So smart, Ron. So smart. Yeah, I love that too. I love that you're such a good cook. You know, my mom is addicted to those. If you check her purse, she has one of those Pearl's individual packages. I swear she does.
we've gone from fingertips to in the purse.
In the purse, right? Yeah. Exactly. And then it wouldn't be a celebration without dessert.
Okay.
This is actually, speaking about progressive, this is the newest product, I will tell you, and the most innovative I have seen in a long time. So Silk, they make almond milk, right? You know it.
Yes.
Well, they came out with, and we have lots of lifestyle choices to adhere to today when it comes to having people over, right? Like, I cook vegan, and then I think about plant-based, and I always have a vegetarian dish, and so on. Well, Silk came out with, they created the first ever dairy-free heavy whipping cream.
Wow.
And it is plant-based. Mm. It's a heavy cream alternative. It's available now in grocery stores. And if you make Silk's layered red velvet flag cake, which we've posted the recipe for, it's vegan-friendly because it uses almond milk, and it's layered with Silk's dairy-free heavy cream. And it whips up like dairy.
Get out.
And you can use it cup for cup. Serious, cup for cup in recipes. I've tested it because I have to tell you, I didn't believe it either. It's so delicious in a soup, Ron. Like if you want to make a cream-based soup that's dairy-free, you won't believe it.
Oh my God.
And it's keto-friendly. It's gluten-free. It's 0 grams of sugar per serving.
Oh,
it's Silk dairy-free heavy whipping cream. So check it out. And then by the way, all the recipes, you want to head to dailylounge.com,
dailylounge.com.
And then I'm continuing to post daily for summer at Chef Jamie Gwen.
This is fantastic. You know, when you were talking about that, I thought of the Vichyssoise using that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
I love a Vichyssoise. You have good taste. And a chilled soup during the summer. Even a chilled cucumber soup, Ron, we could do with it.
Beautiful. That and a glass of vodka.
Nice.
Oh, come on. Cut it out. That's a potato deal. Okay. Jamie, every time I talk food with you.
I love talking food with you.
I know. We have a good time. All right. One more time, those two websites, please.
You got it. Dailylounge.com for recipes and my daily dish on social at Chef Jamie Gwen. Please become a friend we'll continue to dish. I'm very grateful to call you my friend. Thank you for having me.
And back to you, and we'll talk the next time around. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Delicious summer to you, Ron.
I am out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Comedian Jimmy Tingle will be joining us. It's going to be fantastic. So until then, I wish you peace.